Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimony and or their area of expertise, and our shape-up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had a rich dialogue on the subject of frustration. Wow, when I tell you, it was truly a breakthrough because many of us are struggling with and we tackled this issue of frustration. I want to share with you and lay the foundation for tonight's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject. And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your comments and questions, and we love the interactivity. So we want you to know to keep your pads and pens handy, so that you can definitely take notes around the richness that will be shared have your iPads, your tablets, whatever it is, your laptop, desktop, available so that at the appropriate time, when we invite you in for the interactivity, you will be ready. And we definitely encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appointed time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are getting financially fit, and we're taking a close look at your money story with today's powerhouse in-studio guest. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take just a brief moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a fax, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our reach, and we thank you so much for your faithful and loyal listenership of Motivational Mondays. On today's broadcast, again, we are looking at understanding your money story. Understanding your money story with the powerhouse money coach, Cosette White. And I am so excited to have Cosette in the virtual boardroom because she truly is a powerhouse in her own right. I'm going to invite her in to our studio, and I'm going to ask Cosette to open up with sharing with us how she would describe who Cosette White is and the various layers of what makes her, her. Welcome to the studio, Cosette.
Thank you so much. I am super excited about this opportunity to share with your global listeners. I'm just thrilled. So let me just share who I am. There's so many layers to Cosette, as she just said, you all, but first and foremost, I am a woman of God. That is priority, and that's number one, who I am. Secondly, I am a mom, a proud mom of two. I have a 25-year-old as well as a 23-year-old. I am a sister. I am that middle child, so I have that middle child syndrome. I have an older sibling as well as a younger sibling. I am a granddaughter to a 97-year-old grandmother. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for that. And then last but not least, to the layers of who Cosette is, I am that fierce, fabulous, and financially fit mentor, and I am extremely, extremely passionate about changing the lives of many. It really, truly, truly hurts my heart when I see our community struggling with their money story. And we all have a story, and I'm going to share my money story with you all tonight as well, but those are just some of the layers that we are going to peel back tonight as we have this money conversation. And I want you all to, you know, as she said, grab a pen, grab some paper and something to drink, because we're going to have some very enlightening conversation this afternoon, this evening.
And, you know, Cosette, I am so looking forward to it and truly honored that you would come and share your wisdom with us here on Motivational Mondays. And I love that. Fierce, fit, and financially free. Did I miss one of the F's?
You got it almost correct. Fierce, fabulous, and financially fit. That's okay. We're on the right track.
I love it. Wow, I love it. So, you know, I thought it would be important for our global listening audience to understand, where does this passion come from for financial fitness?
Right, right. Let me just start. It started back for me, this passion. It developed years ago when I was in high school. And one thing that I will say is that a mentor can truly be a blessing for us. The journey started in high school, like I said. I had a teacher that took to me and helped guide and shape and mold me, and she just recommended that I take an accounting course, and I took that accounting course. I went on to go to college, and I majored in accounting, and the passion just began to grow and grow and grow. But the true journey to this passion was when I had some setbacks. And that's when I truly developed the passion to help others get out of their struggle. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share that with the audience, a little bit about my story and how I got to the point where I am today. It started, you all, going through a divorce. I found Mr. Wright, and or who I thought was Mr. Wright. We both had high-paying positions, high-paying jobs, and one thing just started leading to the next, and it turned into an abusive relationship. It turned into an abusive marriage. It turned into a marriage where drugs and alcohol got in the midst of things, and then we just started having this spiral downhill effect. One thing led to another. We were going through a divorce. I lost my job. And one thing just led to another. If you all can imagine, you had two high-paying individuals. We lived a nice lifestyle, and then everything was just slipped right up underneath me in a matter of 12 months. And it was at that point that I struggled with my finances, even though I had that mentor that led me down the path and I took those accounting courses and I knew what I was doing, but I was young, and I'm going to say dumb. And I wasn't saving. I was just spending like there was no tomorrow. I wasn't worried about retirement. I wasn't worried about leaving a legacy. I wasn't worried about anything. I was just living the life, and it all was just taken right from underneath me in a matter of 12 months. And it was in that moment, that period, that I had to struggle, and I had to start all over, and I had to start from nothing. I'm talking about losing everything that I had, the house, the cars, which at this point, I look at them as simply materialistic things, you all, you know, things that are replaceable. So that's how I look at them now. I those, they mean nothing to me. So that's my money story in just a brief moment, if I could for you guys, just share that little bit. That's how it started. And the passion developed from there because I was hungry to get from underneath the situation that I was in. I was that child that always wanted more, you know, a child of God. And I knew that life for me could not stay where I was, couldn't. So it was at that point that the hunger and the passion began to grow, and I began to read books and learn and study. And then it just developed into becoming a mentor and helping other individuals that have a money story. So that's where the passion was sincerely and truly developed from.
And you know, Cosette, I so love that, in that you're being so transparent and you're letting us know that your passion came from a setback that in essence was a setup for how you are being used today and impacting the lives of those that you interact with, that you mentor, that you coach. You know, how would one identify their quote-unquote money story? We're talking about understanding your money story. So how would one understand their money story and how they relate to money?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to say to everyone that's listening, we all have a money story, whether it's we're living paycheck to paycheck, and I don't like to say paycheck to paycheck, because theoretically, when we get that paycheck, it's all allocated. It's allocated to utilities, to bills, to mortgage, car payments. It's allocated. And 9 times out of 10, most Americans, when they get that paycheck, it's gone, and they're ready for that next paycheck just as quickly as they spend the first one. So I like to say paycheck to paycheck. So So understand, it's okay that you have a money story. Yours may look just a little different from the next person, but once you identify and you admit that you have a money story, then that's the first thing. It's just like someone going to rehab for drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever it is, admitting that you have a problem. And once you admit it, then it's on from there. From there, it's all about setting your mindset. You know, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, as they say, but our mindset, everything that happens to us as it relates to our money, it's all about the environment that we were in growing up or the environment that we were in as an adult. It's all about our lifestyle, our life experiences. It's about things that we were exposed to. So if you were that child that was exposed to seeing your parents pay for cash all the time, then you're going to pay things with cash. If you was exposed to the parents who avoided the telephone calls when the bills collectors called, then you're going to develop, or you probably developed, those same habits. Likewise, if you was the child that was exposed to the parents that bought everything with plastic, then that's probably what you are doing in your life as an adult. And once you admit that you have some problems with your finances and you begin to shift the way you think and feel and see your money, then things will change. But I want you to realize that, and we've heard this before, some of us may have heard this before, it takes at minimum, you all, at bare minimum, 21 days to change a habit. So if you're consciously trying to change the way that you think and feel about your money story, you have to change your mindset. You have to do something consistently every single day to determine what is it that you've gotten yourself into, how are you going to get yourself out of this, but to develop healthy money habits so that you can transform and make that shift. Come day 21, you will be a lot more aware of what you're doing with your money and how you're spending your money, but you have to admit and you have to be willing to transform and shift the way you think and feel about money. Once you do that, then I'm going to take you into the next steps, because, see, it's all about your money story. So that's number one, Coach Adams, is the mindset. And we hear it all the time, mindset, mindset, mindset. But listeners, if you just shift the way you think, you will see a change in your finances. The clock is about
to turn.
And
you know what I love? You know what I love? That what I love so much is that mindset is truly a principle that applies in every area of life, how we perceive something. And the mere fact that you're saying it starts with your mindset as it relates to your money and what your money story is so key. Oh, my gosh, I'm so loving what you're sharing so far. For those of you that are just tuning in, I want you to know that you've chimed into a rich dialogue here on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You. We have the Money Coach in studio with us, Cosette White, and we're understanding our money story. Cosette, once one understands their mindset, what would you say is the next steps for them on this journey of getting financially fit and moving to the next level?
Right. The next step that I tell everyone, because we all do this. I do it. I'm sure you do it, Coach Adams, and I know a number of you that are out there listening, you do this as well. And it's negative self-talk. You see, we get ourselves in trouble by having those negative mind conversations or those conversations going on in our mind. You know, we're driving down the street, and we just start having these negative conversations. And see, if we shift, again, mindset, if we shift the way we think about our money and we shift the way we speak about our money again, then things will change. I don't know about you all, but I know I've had a lot of negative conversations with myself. I'll get in the car sometimes, and I'm just going to say this. There's been numerous times I may have gotten in the car and I may have started saying a prayer, but somehow I'm shifting onto something else. I'm not concentrating, okay? And that shift is usually to something negative, something that I may need to do that day or something that happened, but it all shifts to something negative. Negative self-talk as well, you all, is you're in the store with your young child. For any of you that are on the call, and you're listening to us, and you have your child with you, and he or she is just pulling at your leg. Mommy, 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 I want this toy. And the words that come out of your mouth is usually something negative. We don't have the money. No, I don't have money for that. Instead of saying, no, I don't have the money, just say, no, it wasn't in the budget. You know, it wasn't in the budget. But let's do away with the negative self-talk, because it just triggers the negative habits as it relates to our money. All right? The next thing, which is...
Absolutely. And if I may, I so agree with you, because it becomes a seed that has been planted. And we water that seed when we continue the negative self-talk. Before we move on to the next, I wanted to ask a question. I wanted to find out, are there practical things that individuals can do to shift their mindset and to move away from this negative self-talk? Are there any practical things that you would tell individuals to do?
Yes. One thing that I really, really, there's a couple of things, but affirmations, you all. Affirmations are so powerful, and if you know, you're affirming what it is that you want. So even if you have that negative self-talk, change it to something positive. Affirm what it is. I'm affirming that I'm going to speak positive today. I affirm that money will arrive in my mailbox today. I affirm, you know, you affirm what it is that you want, okay? Affirmations. Another great tool that you all can use is vision boards, okay? Because you're visualizing what it is that you want. If next year, 2017, let's say, for instance, since everyone's going to be setting these New Year's resolutions, 2017 is my year to get financially fierce, fabulous, and financially fit. Do a vision board. Put things on that board that you want for 2017. You want to pay off your student loans. You want to retire. You want to go on a vacation. Visualize these things and do away with the self-talk. And we'll talk about, if you were to do this vision board, how you can set clear-cut goals so that you can accomplish what you put on that vision board. What we think about, we bring about. What we speak about, whether it's positive or negative, whatever comes off of our tongue, that is usually what's happening. That is what is going to manifest. So we have to be very careful about what we speak about, because it's going to come to fruition.
Love it, love it, love it. You know, I know that there are individuals that are listening in, Cosette, and they're saying, you know, wow, it's too late. I'm, you know, retired. I'm, you know, on this downward spiral to the close of my life. It's too late. What would you say to someone that feels like it's too late?
Okay. It's never too late for anything. You know, we've seen in the news older women and men that have graduated from school at a late time in their life. It's never too late to rebound. You know, and I always say that because I love to give the example of myself, and not that I'm bragging or anything like this to anyone who feels that it's too late. When I went through my struggles, you all, and I say I lost it all, I literally lost everything that I had, and I was almost out on the street. Okay, so when I say that BBA, which is bounce back ability, no matter where you are in your life, you have the capability of bouncing back. If I was to tell you and show you where I was today, you would think, how did that even happen? But it's about being strategic, it's about planning, and it's about being accountable and having an accountability partner, you all. a lot of times we as individuals, because of our pride and our egos and so on and so forth, we don't want to share this type of sacred information, so to speak, and so we try to do it all on our own. I'm telling you guys, if you had an accountability partner, someone that will keep you on track when you go into the store and you're ready to buy those purses or those red bottom shoes or whatever it is, if you just have somebody in your ear saying, wait a minute, I thought you said you were on a budget, I'm telling you, you would think twice. You may kind of say, oh, and they, if you have that accountability partner, you would do just fine. But don't ever feel as though you can't bounce back from where you're at. Even if you're in your 50s, you know, and you're down that stretch and you want to retire, start slowly. You know, something is better than nothing. Start putting money away into an IRA. And I always say, something is better than nothing, you all. You know, there's no guarantee that Social Security is going to be around when we get to our retirement ages. Okay? So just, yes, you can bounce back. BBA, bounce back ability.
I absolutely love that. Now, do you have a patent trademark on that one? I love it. BBA. I might start using that. You may see Coach Adams, you know, talking about BBA, bounce back ability. I love it. You know,
I don't.
And I love
it up.
And I love what you said, which is so key. You're giving some wonderful, tangible things that I believe people can see that, you know, what we think about, we bring about. You know, and I remember I did this post some time ago. I found a picture of a Brinks truck, and I did a little post, something to the effect of, has anyone seen my truck? You know? And so I love that because it is tangible. What you think about, you will bring about. And everyone can absolutely bounce back, and accountability is key. So we now understand our mindset. We recognize the significance of affirmations and vision boards because what we can see, we can now do. We understand all of that, that we can bounce back at any time, and accountability is key. Where would we go from there into moving to the next level of our financial freedom and being fit?
Correctly. This next step, you all, and I think is very important because this is clearly where we're putting our pen to paper and putting a plan together. We're developing something that is concrete that we can follow, and it's all about being clear. And when we're being clear, what I like to do is to design a mind map. You know, we talked about mindset, but we want to design a mind map and be just very clear. Who is it that we want to save this money for? What are we saving the money for? How are we going to save it? But it's a map. Just as we get in the car and we go from one destination to another, sometimes we pull that GPS out. Putting your financial plan pen to paper together is great because you can visually see it, just like you put the vision board together, you can visually see it. But we've already accepted that we have some financial struggles. Then we want to just clearly take inventory. And when I say take inventory, Coach Adams, we want to sit down and determine where our money is coming from, how much is coming in on a monthly basis. You know, what expenses do we have going out of the household? And that's what we call putting together a budget. And I like to tell people because most of my clients, when they hear the word budget, they think, oh, I got to do that. But listen here, listeners. A budget is as simple as pulling all the income together, all the money that you have coming in, all of your expenses that you have going out. And once you get to that bottom line, either you're going to have a deficit or either you're going to have a surplus. If you have a deficit, then that's where we talk about some strategies that you can do to pull you out of the red every month. And again, that goes to what I was saying earlier, po-check to po-check. You know, there's more months than there's money. So if you're in a deficit and you're in the red, then there are truly, truly some things that can be done to pull you out of the red, you all. You know, and if you have a surplus, then of course we would look at strategies for paying down any debt that you have, accelerating paying down the debt, or deferring some of that income, that disposable income, into some other areas that will allow you to save for retirement, you know, allow you to put away for a sunny day, not a rainy day, but a sunny day, as I like to say it. I'm always on the positive side, not the negative side, so we're going to say a sunny day, okay? But when we do that, say we are, you have a deficit, and we're putting together a plan. You all, you need to be clear. You need to be extremely clear, and you need to define your plan. You need to be very smart, and hopefully some of you on the call, I'm sure you've probably have heard the SMART plan, and what it means is S means to be very clear, very specific as to what you're saving, why you're saving, what are you going to be paying off. Measurable, be able to measure how you're going to pay off this debt. Is it even attainable? You know, sometimes we set ourselves up for failure by putting together unrealistic goals that we know that we can't meet, and then we set ourselves up for failure, and then the plan never works because we never reach a goal and we have nothing to reward ourselves about. You know what I mean? So make sure it's attainable, make sure it's realistic, and make sure it's something that you can measure. And only you can measure it and not anyone else, whatever that goal may be, all right, you all? From there, you know, we've developed the plan, follow the plan, and then execute the plan. Execution is so critical. It's nothing worse than putting together a plan and you don't execute it. You know what I mean? That's where you begin to see the results of all the hard work that you put together. And just know, it's okay if you need to do some course correction. You know, all you need to do is just adjust, start over. It's okay. No plan is permanent. I want you all to know that. No plan is permanent. Just know that you will have some setbacks because these are habits that you developed earlier on in life. And as we know, and as I said, it takes at minimum, you all, 21 days to change a habit. And sometimes we fall back into those bad habits, and that's okay. I'm not saying that we want to, but if we do, just let's do some course correction. You know, get back on track. You know, sometimes we say we're going to go to the gym, and we start off, and we lose a few pounds, and then we get off track. And sometimes it's hard to get back on track, but if we really want it, and we've decided, I'm going to do something about it, I'm really going to do this, I'm 100% in, then believe me, you will do it, all right? So that's one tactic that I use with my clients, and I even used it with myself when I got my finances back together. I put together a plan. You guys, it is critical to put together that plan and to live by it. Breathe by it, and you will see things shift with your finances. Believe me. Okay? Just have faith. Believe me. And then abundance.
You know, and I love the richness, Cosette, of what you're sharing today with us here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. And, you know, what is so important for our listeners to understand, like you said, that it takes 21 days to create a habit. Now, what I've heard expanding on that is it takes 21 days to create a habit, but it takes 365 days to replace a negative habit with a good one, meaning that one will fall off the wagon, have to get back on the wagon, they just have to continue on the journey, and eventually they will, in fact, replace that negative habit with a good one because, of course, the negative habit of whatever your past story was with your money can be changed. You took 30 years to get to that place, 20 years, whatever it was, 40, 50, 60 years to get to that place. It's going to take time to move away from that which has become such routine. You know, I'm so appreciating all of the rich nuggets, and I love that you said adjust and start over. Adjust and start over.
Yes,
have the SMART
absolutely.
Goals, adjust and start over. You know, I would like to know, what other wisdom would you share with us as we are focused on getting financially fit? We are understanding our money story and want to move to the next level. We've gotten some great nuggets. We understand our mindset is key, affirmations, vision boards. We can bounce back, the bounce back ability, the BBA, accountability being key, all of the various things that you've stated, taking inventory, executing, having SMART goals. What else would you share with us that is so key in this process of getting financially fit?
Absolutely. The two more things that I would like to share is, number one, abundance. Abundance is all around us. If we sit back and as we're doing our inventory and as we're putting together our plan, abundance is at our fingertips, you all. So it's readily available to us, shall I say, and it's there for you to just take. All right? Money is just a tool. That's all money is, you all. It's a tool that allows us to do multiple things. If we have multiple tools, we have multiple hammers, multiple screwdrivers, we can do multiple things. So money is just a tool that allows us to have multiple objects, so to speak, multiple materialistic things, so to speak, but money is just a tool. And then the last thing I want to say to you all about your money story is your money story is truly impacted about the people that you hang around with. So if you're hanging around negative people, if you're hanging around individuals that spend all the time, if you're hanging around individuals that maybe gamble or do whatever with their money, you are going to develop those same negative habits because you are around those type of people and you are in that environment. If you shift your environment, as I said earlier on, that our mindset is made up of our environment that we were put in as a child or some point in our life. The same thing about the people that we hang around. We need to determine who we're hanging around that's having this impact on our finances. All right? Sometimes that may mean losing individuals or not spending as much time with them. But if you know that they are not good for your situation, then why would you hang around those individuals? Question to ask yourself, probably, right?
Ooh,
right?
I love that. I kind of felt the sting on that one. That was like, you know, that was just kind of one that just kind of hooked on in there. You know, I have a quick question of clarity for you because I received an inbox message. The SMART goals. Of course, I know in coaching I deal with SMART goals, but as it relates to getting financially fit and having a plan, can you go over the SMART acronym again so that it's crystal clear specifically what individuals need to do as it relates to their SMART plan to get financially fit?
Absolutely. So let's go with the word SMART, okay, S-M-A-R-T. S is clearly being specific about the goal. So let's say that your goal is to save $10,000 a month. That's being very specific. I need to save $10,000 a month because at the end of 2017, I want to have $120,000 to put on a down payment. Okay, sounds, that's what I want to do. I'm being very clear, all right? How can I measure this? Can I measure this? How can I measure the progress? How do I know that I am achieving the goal that I set? How am I going to measure where I'm getting this $10,000 from? Okay, so is it, you know, disposable income? Is it another job? Where am I going to get this $10,000 from? And then I have to sit back and say, is this really attainable? Is this realistic? I can save $120,000 for the year by saving $10,000 a month. Is it truly attainable? Okay, maybe the goal is very aggressive. If it is, then I may need to stream back some and set a goal that I know that I can attain. Because as I said earlier, who wants to set a goal and then you can't reach it? You're setting yourself up for failure and you're going to feel like you never accomplished the goal that you set. And then that goes into being realistic. Is it even realistic? And can I do that in 12 months? if I save $10,000, will I have $120,000 at the end of 12 months? Can I do it? So that's what the SMART, the SMART goes: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and measurable. Oh, I said that incorrectly, didn't I? It's specific, measurable, attainable.
Specific. Go ahead.
Yeah, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic. Oh, timetable. That's what it is. I'm sorry, you all listeners. Timetable. So let me repeat that again for those of you that I may have confused. S is for specific, M is for measurable, A is for attainable, R is for realistic, and T is for timetable. Okay? Sorry about that.
Oh,
bounce back
absolutely
ability.
No
bounce
words.
Back ability.
BBA. And you
exactly.
did a great BBA, I must add. And you definitely made it clear. And, you know, I want to take this opportunity now to welcome our global listening audience in. I'm sure other individuals have questions, and maybe they want to ask the question live. Make a comment around what they're taking away from what you have shared thus far, which has truly been rich. So I want our global listening audience to know that this is the time in our broadcast, in our programming, when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. Or if you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. You must dial in if you're on your electronic device. You can't just press 1 on your laptop keyboard or on your iPad or your tablet. You have to actually dial in. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, the Money Coach and I will continue this dialogue and those rich nuggets that are being shared. We would love to hear what you specifically are taking away. Are you getting a benefit from what we're talking about today on understanding your money story? Get your questions answered. Make a comment. Meanwhile, back at the ranch in the studio, the Money Coach and I will continue our dialogue. Now that we've gotten beyond our SMART goals and that SMART plan and really understanding that, you know, I would love to ask you, Cosette, if you have to share a nugget or two as it relates to the greatest wisdom that you have gleaned on your journey thus far, what would you say that that is? Greatest
Good
life
question.
Lesson, wisdom?
Mm-hmm. Great question. I'm going to say life lesson learned, as I always say. And it was a hard lesson to learn, you know, the school of hard knocks. Some time ago, years back, I decided that I wanted to do some remodeling on my home. And I did. I went forward with it. But unfortunately, I failed to clearly read through all of the documentation as it related to the loan and the contractor, and I'm going to say more so the contractor. Long story short, contractor got away with a significant amount of money and left my house, a certain portion of it, the back of it, open without completing the job. So that was a very hard learned lesson for me, because I had to refinance all over again. And if any of you are on the call, just imagine trying to get a loan and half of your house is unfinished in the back. So that was, to this day, a lesson that I still, you know, I regretted, but it was a lesson. So read the fine print, know what you're getting yourself into, because in the long run it can have additional financial burden on you.
Wow, I love that, because, you know, so often many of us, we sign our names to things. We have no idea what we are signing our names to, and now with technology we are, quote-unquote, checking a box that says I agree, and we haven't taken the time to read what we are agreeing to. So that is so key, that it is important to read the fine print, and that is all across the board, whatever that may look like for any individual. I love that. Great wisdom.
Yeah,
what a powerful life lesson. Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't just apply to our finances. You know, they say leaders are readers or readers are leaders, but it applies to life. It applies to any aspect in our life, you know, whether we're going out to sign up for the gym come January, whatever it is, we need to make sure that we read that contract. Is it a month to month? Is it a 12-month? Can you cancel at any time? Is there a cancellation fee? Whatever it is, be clear. Goes back to clarity on my list here. Be clear, note, be specific as to what you're getting yourself involved in.
I really appreciate that. And I just want to remind our global listening audience that this is, again, the time in our programming when we invite you to chime in to the discussion. Our lines are open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be scared. Or dial in, and you would dial in 516-453-9374. If you're on your electronic device, again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. I often say you don't want to go into the bank, have the teller right before you, and never walk up to the teller to get the money, and you're standing in the bank. So don't be on the line here today listening to the broadcast, have a burning question of the Money Coach, and not get that question answered. You know, Cosette, speaking of questions, here's one for you. Do you even have room in your coaching practice for new clients? Are you accepting new clients at this time?
That's a very great question. Absolutely, we are. And as a matter of fact, I'm sure, without a blink of an eye, that there's someone out there that is listening, and they probably already have on their list of things to do, that I need to do a budget for 2017. I need to get my finances together for 2017. That's on their list. You know, come February, they fall off. But I do have a program that I offer. It's called Budget and Debt Elimination, that we take our clients through. We also have a financial fitness boot camp. It is a 6-week course. It goes through retirement, investing, wills, living trusts, different type of retirement options that are available for you. It's a very in-depth 6-week course, and I welcome new clients into both of those programs that are specifically looking to gain clarity and focus with their finances in the upcoming year. And January, of course, is Jumpstart January. Let's get financially fit.
I love it. And how would one be in touch with you? How would they make that connection with you?
Great question again. And the easiest way, you all, I'm going to give you two options. You can head over to my website, and that is www.myfinancialhome.com. Again, it's www.myfinancialhome.com. You all can also find me, hang out with me on social media, and that is any social media website or platform, excuse me, and it's at Cosette M. White. So you can find me at Cosette M. White or Cosette M. White. I'm using the sign. So Cosette M. White on social media platforms, website myfinancialhome.com. And if you go to myfinancialhome.com, you will see the courses that I was referring to. And if you have a conversation with me and you mention Coach Adams, I will definitely give you a discount.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And what's the correct spelling of Cosette? Just want to make sure that they're able to make that connection with you.
Absolutely. Cosette is spelled C-O-Z as in zebra, E-T-T-E, middle initial is M, and last name is White, just like the color, W-H-I-T-E.
Wonderful. And, you know, as you were speaking about establishing a budget, I had a question that came up because, you know, so often when people are birthing their vision, they're entrepreneurs or whatever the case may be, we have a blend of those that may be in a corporate setting and those that maybe are, quote, unquote, entrepreneurs. And so their resources coming in fluctuate. what wisdom would you give to someone? For example, you know, maybe they have 500 coming in at one time, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, whatever that may look like. How would you coach them on budgeting for resources that are inconsistent? Like, they're not on a job, so they don't have that consistency.
Okay, so there's peaks and valleys in your business. There's fluctuations. There's no consistency, so sales are not flat, or maybe it's 10,000 every month. You may have that dry spell. Again, it goes back to the planning, and what I typically do with my clients, I sit down with them and we do a 12-month plan, and in that 12-month plan, we take a look at the seasons. You know, say you, you sell bathing suits, and, you know, in the spring, summer, that's when the bulk of your income is coming in. Let's say, for instance, you do taxes, like I do. I know when my heavy season is. I know when things are going to be flat and drop off. So I plan accordingly for that. And so I plan such that, say I'm making $10,000 in my heavier months. I plan it such that it's flat. I know that in those heavier months I have to save so that the duration of the year there's income for me to live on, to pay my bills, to take care of the overhead, to take care of my staff. So, again, it's going to go back to doing a budget and really, really planning.
Go right ahead.
It happens time and time. It happens all the time. You know, we have a number of you that are probably on the call that are coaches, that are speakers, you know, you're authors. And so you're going to have that fluctuation. And if you don't plan, then you could put yourself out of business. You can flatline, so to speak, as I always say. And you don't want that. You want to be able to have a sustainable business, one that is blossoming and one in which you are profiting. For. If you're not profiting, then it's a nonprofit. You know, it's a hobby.
And you're not intending to be a nonprofit.
Right.
I love it. You know, one of the things that I think is so key that you keep reminding us, the significance of having a plan. And then, of course, on the other side of that, we have to work the plan. So, one,
exactly.
We have to have a plan, regardless of where you are. It's important to have a plan, and you must work that plan. You have to be consistent with that plan. And so if you're starting from ground zero, as the Money Coach said, 21 days, just get into the habit of that plan that you've established. Any closing thoughts of wisdom that you would like to share as we wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adam?
The one thing that I would like to state before we wrap this up is for all of you to please get in a habit of paying yourself first. That's something that we've heard all of our lives, but it's very critical. If we take just a small percentage of all the income that we have coming in, and we save, even if it's 3%, whatever that looks like, that is paying yourself first, okay? That's putting something away for the sunny days, for the retirement days, for the days that maybe you get a pink slip. It's for the what-if days. But you definitely want to set something aside. Pay yourself first. That's an old rule that we've heard time and time again, but I want all of you to develop that habit so that you have something that you can bounce back on. You know, studies show that most people, most Americans, don't have $1,000, $2,000 that they can gain access to in a 30-day period should an emergency arise. Okay? We don't want to be in that situation. We don't want to walk those shoes. You want to have something that you can fall back on. So pay yourself first. That's what I would like to leave you all with, okay?
Wonderful. Great wisdom. Great, great, great wisdom. I cannot thank you enough for sharing your richness of wisdom with us, allowing us to sit at your feet today and grow in being more financially fit and understanding our money story. You are welcome to join us here on Motivational Mondays at any time. So know that You are now family, and we are so grateful to have you. As we close out today's broadcast, I just want to share and remind our global listening audience that we have forum. Our Facebook Motivational Forum is an opportunity for us to continue the dialogue. So maybe you had a question and you didn't feel comfortable answering it live on the airwaves. We get that, but we can continue the dialogue. Maybe you have a show idea. If you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum, simply make the request to join in. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, the money coach, Cosette M. White. I want to stay connected with you, and if you are not already a part of my network, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. And, you know, I have to let you know and remind you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, in January and July, and I heard Cosette saying the jumpstart month, January, we have our live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams scheduled for January the 28th. It's a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Tickets are available. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams to purchase your ticket. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams to purchase your ticket. In addition, sponsorship opportunities are available. And if you would like additional information concerning sponsorship, you may send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. What a wonderful win-win opportunity to give the gift of empowerment. I want you to know that next week we're going to be reconnecting in our Shape Up series. You don't want to miss it. And we're going to close out December with a powerful dialogue on making it happen with our last in-studio guest of 2016, Shay Givens of I Can Fly International. And when I tell you, she knows about making it happen. You want to tune in every week to get your dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. This is Coach Adams, and I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. Before we close out, I want to give Cosette White an opportunity to give you her contact information one more time before we close out today's broadcast. Cosette?
All right, listeners, thank you so much, Coach Adams. Let me give you guys the website again. It is www.myfinancialhome.com. And, of course, you can reach me on most social media platforms at Cosette M. White. And, again, Cosette is spelled C-O-Z as in zebra, E-T-T-E, M. White, just like the color, W-H-I-T-E. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Coach Adams, for allowing me to share my wisdom and knowledge with your community. It's been a blessing.
Absolutely. And again, you are welcome back anytime. This is Coach Adams, the one who inspires, signing off for now. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You.